Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Tom Skilling, was this the coldest morning that we have woken up with?
Yeah, it was, Lisa. You know, it was the coldest morning of December so far. We had a low of 18 at O'Hare, 19 at Midway, and it's been the coldest morning in about 3 weeks. It's been a very mild fall and meteorological winter up till now. In fact, yesterday and today will be the only two below normal days. And here we are 19 of the month, and here we are 19 days into December. So El Nino is having its impact, and we're seeing it in a very real sense. But we had a little shot of Arctic air, that big storm that went up the East Coast, pulled the cold air down its backside, and we got into it for a couple of days. We're still in it now, but there's milder Pacific air on the way. And this obliterates our chance for a white Christmas around here, which will disappoint some folks. But at the same time, we could have a 50-degree-plus Christmas on Monday. And that, again, is common in an El Nino year.
Would that be the warmest Christmas in a long time?
In a while, yeah. You know, our warmest Christmas was back in 1982. That was the year that we were walking around in shorts. I mean, I can remember a video of folks walking by Oak Street Beach in shorts on Christmas Eve Day and Christmas Day, and then the following year it went sub-zero. So we had the warmest Christmas in 82, and the coldest Christmas was sub-zero temps a year later. So check that out. That shows how crazy things can be at this time of the year.
Yeah. Tom Skilling is with us from WGN-TV, our beloved meteorologist. And I think WGN-TV posted something on social media and they said, Tom will be riding off into the sunset. This is his last Chicago winter. I don't think this is going to be the last winter you're in Chicago.
No, it will not be, Lisa. I'll tell you, you know, people ask me, what am I going to do? And gosh, there's a lot of planning yet to do. This is a new phase of life, and I don't know precisely what I'll be doing, except I'm going to slow down. I'm not going to do the daily thing, but I'm going to split my time between Chicago and maybe some trips up to Alaska and out to Hawaii, and I hope to be active. I'd like to, you know, be talking about climate change and the weather. And also hope to continue some Facebook activity. And I hope to work with WGN-TV. I'm hoping we'll continue some projects here. I've got some story ideas that I'll be able to work on when I'm not doing day-to-day weather. And we'll see whether or not plans for that work out.
Well,
I've also talked, you know, I've talked to Steve Bertrand. Steve has started this travel service. And I called him and I said, you know, Steve, what would you think about me guiding a trip up to Alaska, you know, for folks who want to come along? We could see not only the beauty of the state, maybe go down to Hawaii at some point, but also what climate change is doing up there in the Arctic. We could visit spots and show how the glaciers are retreating and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, that may be something that develops. We'll see.
Did he jump through the phone and say, yes, 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 when can I sign you up?
You know what he did? He said, I work with a partner. Let me talk to him. And I got an email the next day and say, well, we're going to check into it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he seemed interested. So, yeah, it's not, you know, carved in stone yet, Lisa, but those are the kind of things that are running across my mind. So, but, you know, I turned 72 in February, and I've never felt better, and I love what I do, so yeah. I hope to be able to continue talking about the weather and spending time here in the area, too.
Absolutely, because just not having the daily grind will give you a whole new enthusiasm for what you do. Not that you're not completely enthusiastic about the weather, but and to be able to focus on climate change is so important because there are still so many doubters, and yet we feel it. It's real. I mean, let's face it. I don't know that I'll ever see a white Christmas in Chicago, at least maybe once every 5 or 6 years if we're lucky.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that out. I've been looking at some stats on that. Do you know a white Christmas, as we define it, is a Christmas that starts in the morning with an inch or more of snow on the ground? So I was looking back at the records. How many times have we had a white Christmas, 1 inch or more of snow on the ground as Christmas Day begins, December 25th? There have only been 8 of the last 23 years since 2000 that have qualified as a white Christmas. That's only 35%, just over a third of Christmases. And if you go all the way back to the beginning of our snow record in Chicago, which starts back in 1884, 139 years ago, there have only been 56 of 139. That's about 40% of Christmases have qualified as a white Christmas. Now, that's down 5% this century, and that's probably one of the results of warming that's gone on, planetary warming that's happening.
Yeah.
But it's interesting to see that is one effect of the warming climate.
Whenever I talk about it, people point out, hey, Lisa, there are people all over the world who have never had a white Christmas. Why are you so attached
That's
to
right.
it? But it's what I perceive to be the tradition of Chicago around Christmas, and hoping for snow. And it's just always gone hand in hand with what I perceive to be a Christmas celebration.
Lisa, we're not alone in that. Bing Crosby apparently thought it was kind of important, too. He sung about it, So,
that's right.
And we all listened to the sleigh ride, Christmas carol, seasonal songs, and all the rest of this kind of stuff. So, yeah, there's kind of a connection. By the way, it's interesting. There's a link. You can go to a NOAA website, and you get an interactive map, and you can click on any of the cities on this U.S. map. You can blow it up just to look at the Chicago area, and you can see the exact date or the exact percentage of Christmases that have been white since in the 1991 to 2020 period. And it's kind of cool. You'll see what parts of the country have had snow and what parts haven't. And you're right. There are many, many areas that don't have white Christmases. So we're kind of lucky that we at least occasionally get in on them.
Tom Skilling from WGN-TV is with us. It's brought to you by PermaSeal Basement Systems. I saw this article on space weather, and it was all about the biggest solar flare since 2017 just launched off the sun. And they talked about that in cooperation with weather, and they used the title Space Weather. That's kind of new to me, Tom. Yeah. Has that been around for a while?
Oh, it has been. In fact, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which is the parent federal agency for the National Weather Service, they have a whole space weather operation based in Colorado. And what they do, Lisa, the same satellites that send us weather pictures, images of the planet and our weather, are also looking at the sun and these solar flares that send these showers of charged particles toward Earth. And we have, an atmosphere that protects us from a lot of that. But when these showers of plasma, as they call them, these charged ions that come out of these big flares that come off the sun, when they're Earth-directed and these showers of energy hit the upper atmosphere, we get northern lights and stuff like that. But it goes far beyond that. Those geomagnetic storms, as they call them, can interrupt power transmission. They fiddle with the pipelines that carry, oil and so forth up at the high latitudes. And they can affect the ability of our satellites to communicate with us down on Earth. And, of course, if you have astronauts in space, if we start sending people up to Mars and up to the moon and all again, which we're going to do, that becomes important because the radiation is harmful to humans, and you have to develop spacecraft and procedures to anticipate these solar storms. So there's a very active effort to forecast northern lights and interference with radio transmissions and satellite transmissions. A big solar flare could conceivably damage or take out satellites. So it's very important that be watched.
Yeah, because
we depend on satellites these days.
Yeah, this world is not functioning without the satellites that we've got floating up there. In fact, have you seen that movie everybody's talking about called Leave the World Behind?
No,
oh.
No, I haven't.
I haven't either, but everybody's buzzing about it. President Obama actually contributed notes. He and Michelle were the producers, and I don't know. I had a sonic boom at the farm last week, and people said, don't watch the movie then. So varied reviews on it, but it might be of interest. So what are you doing over Christmas, Tom? Where are you headed?
Well, I'm working, I'm looking forward to that. It's kind of quiet. The phone doesn't ring as much on nights like that. So that's what I'm doing this year. I had Thanksgiving off, Lisa, and I was away last week. I went out to Hawaii again. And but this one I'll be home and right at old WGN. How about you? Do you have the time off?
Yeah, I'm off all next week. And, of course, I'll be at the farm with family and cooking up a storm and watching you on TV. Hey, I understand that Hawaii is begging and pleading for tourists to come back to one of the islands.
Yeah, you know, Maui is, you know, Hawaii depends on tourists. And it's interesting to watch the local media out there cover it. They're watching closely. They ask people to respect those who have lost everything in Lahaina. But there are other places on Maui that are operating well. And I go to the Big Island. We had some fires the same day on the Big Island. But everything is operating normally.
Good.
And the weather last week was beautiful. So they are encouraging people to come back. And believe me, there's a wonderful direct flight right out to Kona, the Big Island, on Saturdays. And so I met a lot of Chicagoans both going out there and coming back. And believe me, it was a full flight. So folks are heading out there, and no reason not to. It's beautiful.
You know, Tom, you're one of the nicest people I know. I can't imagine. I feel for you if you get stuck with a seatmate that won't shut up and just wants to chat your ear off.
No, you know what? That never happens. You know something, Lisa? In all my years, I've never had a bad experience with listeners or viewers that I've met. It's always been wonderful. People are very nice.
Aww.
And so I've never had any problems with that at all. In fact, I love it. It's kind of interesting.
You know what?
You kind of break the
ice. Somebody told me one time, they said, the world is your mirror. So if you're smiling and you're kind, the people will respond by smiling and being kind. And I think that certainly applies to you. What are we looking at weather-wise as we go into the holiday weekend? I hear that we've got a lot of rain on the way.
Yeah, you know, there's some rain Thursday night, Friday with a lead system. There's a pretty impressive winter storm developing. We'll be on the warm, rainy side of that. That comes in Sunday night and Monday, Christmas Day, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So, and we're talking about getting back into warmer Pacific air before the Gulf moisture comes up and rains on us Thursday night, Friday. But the warmer air will boost temperatures the next couple of days. So we ought to be back in the 40s tomorrow and Thursday, and probably Friday and Saturday as well. And then we could be flirting with 50 or above that on Sunday and Monday of next week. And in fact, if you look out over the next 2 weeks, every day beyond today will be above normal if as current modeling goes. So, you know, this is an El Nino year. This may be one of the top five strongest El Ninos. It could be a historic one. And that has implications. Our El Nino winters tend to be less snowy and milder than average here in the Midwest. Many of them have been. That doesn't mean we'll not get a snowstorm, and it doesn't mean there won't be Arctic outbreaks, but there ought to be fewer of them and for less shorter periods of time. So, and I think what's going on this week when we're warming back up again is a good indication of that.
I got to toss it to news with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, Tom, but where is that line? If we're getting rain, where north of us will it be cold enough that it's snow? Are we talking Madison, Eau Claire, up near International Falls?
No, you know, it's interesting, Lisa, as it looks now, the place will have to go for snow, and it'll be raining initially, even in these areas, but would be out in Iowa and Minnesota.
Oh.
And even in those areas, it should start as rain.
All right, Tom, I wish you a very Merry Christmas. We are so thankful you're a part of our show, and we can't wait to spend a little time with you after the new year.
Lisa, that's great. You have a wonderful Christmas. Say hi to everybody out in the farm and beautiful farm country, and I'll tell you something. I look forward to talking to you when you get back.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Lisa. Merry Christmas.